You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn on My Talk 107.1. We're all about entertainment here, and the capital of entertainment is Las Vegas. There are a couple of reasons to go to Las Vegas outside of gambling, and that would be to see a show or a concert or some, you know, or go to a buffet.
Oh, I want to go to a buffet, Dawn, and I'm headed to Vegas in a, next month. I'm going to go see the Adele.
Oh.
And, as I was thinking about what I wanted to do in Vegas, Jamie was like, do you want to go see Barry Manilow? Because that's on his bucket list. And I'm like, you know, on my bucket list, I need to go to a buffet. Because to me, that's just like quintessential old school Vegas.
Yeah.
However, I have learned via TikTok that apparently the Vegas buffet experience is not what it used to be. And that makes me sad. And I wonder, because I think that the Vegas or the buffet experience writ large, like all over the world, has changed since the pandemic.
Mm.
And if you guys have any buffet, is there even, like, maybe, I guess the Golden Corral would be the only buffet around here that you can still go to, right?
I've got PTSD from that place.
Why?
Remember when I did Marilyn Monroe there at the buffet?
Oh my God, I totally forgot. I thought that was a Cracker Barrel.
It was Cracker Barrel. No, it was in Golden Corral because it was a huge buffet.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
Dawn once dressed as Marilyn Monroe in a...
Many times.
Golden Corral barrel. And so I'm wondering, like, is the buffet alive or is the buffet dead? As for Vegas, I found this woman who has, like, great recommendations in Vegas on TikTok. And here's what she had to say about the state of the buffet in Vegas now.
What happened to the Las Vegas buffet in under 60 seconds? Buffets have been going out of style for ages, but 2020 was the final excuse to shut them down. Now only 8 remain, and they are no longer what people consider affordable. Open for breakfast and lunch only are Excalibur, Luxor, MGM Grand, Circus Circus, Bellagio, Wicked Spoon, and then for dinner service also the Bacchanal at Caesar's Palace and Wynn. The average price point is $50 per person, and the only buffets with crab legs consistently are Bacchanal, Wynn, and Wicked Spoon at Cosmo. If you venture off the boulevard, you will also find buffets at South Point, Palms, and Main Street Station downtown, as well as Rampart in Summerlin. No other buffets are expected to reopen. Instead, they are being replaced with high-end food halls and food courts. Mm-hmm. Of the remaining buffets, the only one on the boulevard I recommend is Bacchanal or Wynn. Mm-hmm. Everything else is overrated and substandard. Details and comments, follow me for all the Vegas.
Oh. I love this woman, and I followed her instantly because I like that she goes, everything else is overrated and too expensive or not worth your time. And I'm like, thank you for giving me the honest truth.
Right. You got to go off the strip to go to the Wynn. Because that's far away.
Bacchanal is at Caesar's, so I guess I could go there.
Yeah.
But do you, like, when was the last time you've been at a buffet, Dawn?
Probably in Las Vegas.
Are you a buffet eater? Because I'm a buffet eater.
Oh, yeah.
Find me a good, like, Supermoon.
Mm-hmm.
Is Supermoon still around?
I don't know.
$3.94. It's a Chinese food buffet over on $3.94. It's the old, I have to say this word carefully, Fuddruckers.
Oh.
I always would say it the other way.
Yeah.
But which is next to the old Bennigan's off 394. Don't say it, please.
I just got that. I've never heard of that.
It's the burger
phrase.
Place where you make your own burger because that used to be fancy. Remember back in the day?
Yeah.
Anyway, But they have a great buffet. But other than that, like, I just feel like I don't know why buffets are going away.
Well, let's ask Mike, whose family had a restaurant.
Was it
cost wise? Is it is it stupid to have a buffet?
I don't know about that at all. But of the buffets she listed, I've had five of them. So Vegas is my town, and I love that place. So
we just discovered something. Okay, I don't need to follow TikTok, lady. Sure. Tell me what I need to know
before I even watch that. I was going to say the Wynn. The Wynn is the best one I've ever had.
Okay.
And Bellagio was a close second. I have yet to have the one at Cosmo. That's the one that she talked about, Wicked Spoon. That's a really good one there at Cosmo. Cosmopolitan is the hotel.
Oh, Cosmopolitan Hotel. Okay.
And the wind's on the far end, but still technically there on the strip.
Vegas is his town. Did you know this about him?
I just pictured him in a suit with cufflinks and a shirt open with a gold chain.
Are you playing card games, slots? What are you doing over there?
A little bit of everything.
Okay.
Really?
Yes.
All right. So what else? What about the Bacchanal at Caesars?
I haven't had that one. I will just say, don't go to the one at the Excalibur Luxor. Okay. Nothing should be consumed that is from the Excalibur or the Luxor.
Wow.
Those should both be destroyed and be remade.
Well, I don't know if I should tell you where we're staying, but we're staying somewhere that is nostalgic to us. That's going to be renovated, so we shan't be eating there probably at all, because we've eaten at all of the places before, and I want to try other places now.
Where's Adele at again?
Adele is at, I think it's Caesars.
Is it Caesars? Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
I think so. It used to be back in the day, probably 20 years ago, that the only buffet to go to was the MGM Grand.
Yes.
You paid $25, and nobody even talked about anything else. Like, if you want to go to the $10 buffet, you can. And we did once, and we were like, what is this?
Yeah.
You know, but the MGM Grand Buffet was like every food you could imagine. It was spectacular.
I went, my first buffet was at the Mirage, and I was like, this did not live up to my buffet expectations of Vegas. So that wasn't on my list. But so I feel like I've got to listen to Mike now. The Wynn.
And Kelly just called in. She said Wicked Spoon actually is a slightly different take on buffet. They actually have all the meals already like served up into plates, and you just go and say what you want. So it's already served up. It's not walk down the line and you know.
But you keep going up.
Yeah,
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, as Sizzler says, America, they want choices.
We do like choices.
Yeah.
One place I would recommend, and last time I was there, this was a shock. I didn't know, but there's a spot at the Park MGM.
Okay.
It was the old Monte Carlo that's been renovated. It's now Park MGM. They've got this place called Eataly in the front.
Eataly.
It's this big, which was really cool.
There's Eataly's throughout the country.
Love it.
An Italian base because it's Eataly?
Yeah, exactly.
Who's behind Eataly?
I don't know.
I'll figure it
out. I just know, like, the whole setup there, it's super cool. It's like you're walking through this Italian market, and then you get all these different types of foods. But then right past there, there's this little spot in the, like, hole-in-the-wall spot that's a Korean restaurant that's in there, and it is fantastic.
Ooh,
I'll get you the name of that one
Korean
as well.
Thank you.
So it was so good.
Oh, my God.
Well, gosh, now I want to go to Vegas.
I do, too. We should go as a show. That would be fun.
I'm totally down with it, because
it's happened before on this radio station.
Ooh.
During a project out in Turkey.
Yeah, that was not a fun experience.
Yeah.
What I will say is, as long as it's no more than 3 days, right? Because I feel like Vegas, you don't need more than 3 days.
No. Because
then it starts to get a little weird.
And I don't even gamble. Like, I will put maybe like $50 into a slot machine and then try to play that forever.
I'm going to be at the slots with my Diet Cokes.
Really? Oh my gosh. Yeah. It will be like, how much money do I have and what shows can I afford?
Yeah.
I can usually afford to go to two shows.
Yeah. Jamie will be all about the shows, so you guys can do that. And then I'll just be playing
Michael
slots.
Gamble? With you?
I'll do it all. I like everything about Vegas. Best Friend, by the way, is the restaurant that is it's a Korean Mexican fusion menu, and it has this it's from Los Angeles chef Roy Choi.
Okay.
So I would recommend that place for sure.
You guys.
Yeah.
Oh, the buffet is not dead, and Mike saved the day.
Mike,
what more do we need?
If you go with this as a show, you have to dress like what I described.
I've never dressed like that, but I could.
You need to put on a suit jacket with cufflinks.
You're forcing him to wear
clothing. It's a costume.
Okay,
it's a Vegas costume, and then act like you know, like that you're a high roller.
Sure,
sure.
So we can get into places.
I'll be Nick Papagiorgio from Yuma, Arizona.
Okay.
Vegas vacation reference for anybody.
Oh, I was like, he's already got a persona.
I got a fake ID and everything. I'm ready to go.
I was like, I'm a little concerned, but
Do you have a printed fake ID for that?
No.
No. Okay.
We'll get you one. We'll get Sounds you good. One. Hey, all right. When we, and by the way, send emails to program director, to our program director, suggesting we all go on a Vegas trip together.
Yeah.
What could we, what would be the purpose? We have to have a, you know, a reason.
We'll give away tickets to a show that listeners want to go to, and they'll be there too.
Adele.
I don't know. It's all about
maybe
listeners.
Not Adele tickets, but somebody. All right. We'll work on that.
Maybe the a Osmonds. Magician.
David Copperfield.
Who's playing in Vegas now? What are we talking about next?
When we come back, you're going to tell us about Shakira.
Oh, that's
specifically
right.
Her man and how she discovered he was cheating.
Oh my God. This is great.
We'll do that when we return right here on My Talk 107.1.
The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Shakira had an unfortunate thing that she discovered, that her man was cheating on her.
Her hips don't lie, but her man does.
Yes, he does. And, you know, Shakira, I'm not the biggest fan, but I love revenge songs. And I do. I mean, all sometimes right. artists Why? Get boring because they don't have anything relatable to sing about anymore oh. because they become so successful. And I think that it's very relatable to sing about cheating and revenge.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a clip that we'll play in a little bit of this revenge song. Ooh. It's all in Spanish, but you'll feel it.
Okay.
I've got the translation
I'm
as
ready
well.
To feel.
Okay. So, basically she was on This Morning, a talk show discussing one of her latest revenge songs, Te Felicito. And, she's talking about her ex, Gerard Piqué. Is that how you say it, Mike? He's a soccer player, isn't he?
I don't know.
I'm almost positive. Yeah. Well, you're like a sports guy. So anyway, he's a beautiful man. I'll just say that. Like, but he's a cheater. So anyway, she claims that she actually discovered he was cheating on her when she came back from a trip. And she opened her fridge and she noticed that her strawberry preserves had been eaten. Somebody was dipping into her jam, and she knew that he didn't like that jam. So the biatch came in her house, did that with her man, and then ate her jam? Well, you're stupid. Like, that woman is stupid, unless she wanted to get caught.
Okay, so I have a couple questions. Are you fine with questions?
Yeah, that's fine.
Do we have question time?
Yeah.
Okay, so basically, she discovered her man was cheating from a jam jar.
That's right. Excuse now, me, this jar happened jam. Back
jar
in 2001.
Sounds like a 90s CD mix. Jar jams. So she found this out from a jam jar. First of all, please hire Shakira for the FBI. Also, maybe Shakira could have spent that sleuthing ability or put all that work into like paying her taxes.
Oh,
because
no.
Otherwise she wouldn't be like, that woman is facing some serious prison time.
Yeah.
From, I think she's facing prison time, right? Jail time in those.
I believe you're right about that.
The tax charges. But also the other thing I want to say is like that, like mad props for being able to deduce that. Like and what did she like? How did she bring that up with him? Did she like pull it out of the fridge and like swipe it on her toast? Like,
I'm like, gosh, there sure isn't.
And just like look
jam.
Him dead in the eye.
Yeah, and she's like, gee, there isn't any jam left in this.
Like, oh,
jar.
Did
That's
you enjoy
weird.
My jam while I was gone?
Right. Who knows? I don't know what happened during the private times. Their private times.
And they're not together anymore, right?
They are not. So,
and he's with somebody because I've seen headlines about he's with some another beautiful woman. I feel like,
yeah.
And it's the woman. It's the woman he cheated on her with,
okay.
Probably, right?
Right. And that person's name is Clara Chia Marti.
Okay.
She's been he's been openly dating her since the breakup last summer, and she was in her house. So that's pretty bad. I mean, you're very bold to go into someone's home if you're going to cheat. Like,
ugh. Yeah, I don't think.
I don't know.
I love how you're focused on the jam. Like, you're like, she What a horrible woman for stealing. You go into her house and eat her. She slept with her husband.
I know.
Like, if you're willing to do that, all other bets are off.
I know. And not that there are levels of cheating, but, like, I think it's extra disrespectful to go
eat the jam in the fridge.
No, to go into their home where in the bed where they sleep. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. But, you know, like, again, if you want...
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel. To have naked sex with my husband, the bed is like lost on me. I get it. But like if they had gone to a motel, would you feel any better?
As a woman... I'm telling you that it feels worse if she's in your home. I'm telling you.
Okay.
If I found out,
I mean,
that
if Jamie was with a woman in my bed.
I don't know. Ladies, come on, ladies.
I'm just
back
saying,
me up here.
I'm just saying I agree with you.
Yeah.
But I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
If you're cheating on me, whether it's in another city,
yeah,
in another town, I mean, I guess what you're saying is it adds insult to injury.
Right.
Got it.
It feels worse. It feels ickier.
Yeah.
Much like if someone were to come in and rob you in your home, you know, you feel violated
when
your home has been broken into.
Oh, totally.
Or somebody stole your purse. Yeah. You know what I mean?
But I think anybody can relate to that.
Oh,
I mean,
sure.
I would certainly be horrified if somebody was in my bed.
That's right.
I would also have to burn the bed.
Yes. Isn't that a...
Preferably with... No, not anybody in it.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. So she was actually caught in the couple's home back in 2021. The mistress.
I have a question. Okay, so you're talking about Shakira and she discovered that she was cheating, and that's presumably why their relationship ended, right?
Yeah.
Like, how do you feel about the whole, like, writing a song about it? Because that, I don't know that I could be so open and public about my feelings regarding.
Oh my gosh, we've run out of time to play the song. Hit it! It's great.
Yeah.
Like, I can feel it.
You can feel the cheating. All right. When we come back, we're going to talk about Kanye. And in fact, you know, he's married and out and about with his new wife. But apparently, his attorneys cannot find him, Dawn.
Yeah, right.
So when we come back, we'll figure out not only what his attorneys have to say, but what the Kardashians have to say about it.
My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment, The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. Kanye got married. There are no legal papers to say that this is true, but he's wearing a wedding ring and there was some type of a civil ceremony that he had.
Allegedly, supposedly.
Right. And it is one of his architects that he's known for years. And his lawyers are curious about some things.
Well, yeah, like to me, so the story that I read was that Kanye's legal team is trying to get in touch with him. And I'm like, he's all over town, courtesy of the tabloids. Like we've seen him with
TMZ.
This new woman, right? Call TMZ. They've got the story that you just mentioned about him allegedly getting married, which we're all very skeptical of. More on that in a moment. But The legal team, according to TMZ, Greenberg and Traurig LLP, they claim there has been a breakdown in communication with Kanye as they attempt to let him know they're off the case. They're like, we're out of here. They say that he apparently deactivated the phone number that they used to get in contact with him for. As a result, the documents say that they're looking into alternative means, quote unquote, to reach him, which include but are not limited to taking out two ads in LA-based newspaper and also publishing the order from the judge, so it would show up like in a newspaper or somewhere online,
like which a full then page allows ad.
Them it then allows them to withdraw themselves from the case.
Like, we don't want to be your lawyers
anymore. Like, Kanye, we're out.
I guess they didn't have an email address or anything. It was just phone calls or texts.
No, they said they have no way of contacting him to get him this information.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, again, maybe call TMZ, which, by the way, you gave TMZ these documents?
You gave because, them this right? story.
So the story is coming from TMZ, and it says, according to legal documents obtained by TMZ, who do you think sent those?
I mean,
who has the legal documents?
The lawyers.
Yeah, because the only other person that would have them is Kanye. Why would it's the lawyers sending the documents. TMZ knows where Kanye is because, remember, TMZ is the one reporting on the story about this architect lady that he's allegedly supposedly married
to. Right, and they've had pictures of him.
Do we have to do everybody's job for them?
I can't believe it. I mean, we need to call these attorneys and say, you can track down Kanye.
Harvey
I've
Levin
seen him.
Knows where he is.
Yeah, ask Harvey Levin. He's an attorney, so I'm a lawyer.
Is Harvey Levin a lawyer?
Oh, yeah. That's how
Sounds
they get all their
familiar.
Stuff. He used to be on People's Court.
Oh, you're now I remember. You're absolutely right.
Right.
Thank
so
you for reminding us.
So this is how TMZ gets a lot of their sleuthing done, is his knowledge of the law and how to get documents and
also,
what's public. He's got connections.
Yeah, he also, yeah, anyway.
He but also what?
I it's just, it's so clear that people know that if they send him things that he's going to do, he will do their bidding, right? But this is not just Harvey Levin and it's not just TMZ. It's every American tabloid. Do you know, and this is totally offhanded, I promise we're going to get back to what the Kardashians have to feel or have to say about this whole Kanye.
Sure, we got plenty of time.
Thank you. But, you know how we have this whole conversation now about Prince Harry and how the tabloids in the UK are like, we hate Harry. Harry's bad, bad Harry. And here in the United States, it's like, we love Harry. Harry's wonderful. And there's like this dichotomy.
Yeah.
Well, it's because the American tabloid media is usually very friendly with the celebrities and the objects that they cover themselves.
Yeah.
Because they want access to those people.
Right.
And I'm
they
not
don't
saying
have
that's
a
bad
system.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but remember that ROTA system in the UK, like, it manifested or mutated in a way that ended up being bad for the individuals, members of the royal family, but it was allegedly set up to be very sort of give and take, friendshipy.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
That's what happened in the United States. Like, the tabloids want access, and so they're never going to publish things. Well, I shouldn't say never. Rarely are they going to publish things.
Yeah.
That are.
I mean, when you see a source says, that's the person.
Yeah. So it's just, it's so interesting to me that in the, well, in this particular case with Kanye and the Kardashians, whenever I see something come out of TMZ, I think, whose best interest is this story suiting? And generally, it's Kardashian related when it comes to TMZ.
Right, because they want to have access to them.
Yeah.
Honestly.
And I think they just have a friendship, right, with Harvey. Like, I think they have a long-standing relationship with Harvey Levin.
Yeah.
And it what's good for the goose is good for the gander, or that's you scratch my back, or whatever analogy you want to use. Right?
Yeah. Who's the gander?
I don't know. Harvey.
Harvey.
Yeah. Anyway, I told you that I would tell you in addition. So, hey, lawyers, call Harvey Levin. He knows where Kanye
is. But I really do want to see a full page ad going, hey, Kanye, we quit. Signed, your attorneys. And then just put their, that's it. That's all they have to say.
Basically.
Because they have to notify him before he can get another one. It's there's got to be
something. I'm sure there's some legal thing that's like before you abandon, you know, like there's some legal ethic.
What? Is he being sued for now? Like, why does he need attorneys? Is it because of the whole, Is it because of all of his relations with his brands and how they wanted to dump him and his, you know what I'm saying? That whole debacle that happened?
Yeah, I'm trying to quickly scan my brain and look through this article to remind myself of what the particular... I don't know if it was specifically about the end of business relationships courtesy of the terrible, horrible, very bad anti-Semitic things that he said.
Yeah.
And how those relationships ended, you know, like with Adidas, or as the British say, Adidas.
Adidas.
But yeah, I mean, he's obviously needs a lawyer right now.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, and always. he's also got, although no, they finally came to a conclusion on all the custody stuff.
Okay.
I do want to just make sure I have time to tell you about the Kardashians, because remember how I said the Kardashians generally, they're like, hey, TMZ, here's what we're thinking.
Yeah.
So they show up and they start talking about this new alleged marriage of Kanye. Like, you'd think they'd have something to say about the matter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently they're confused. Now, this is according to Page Six, not TMZ. According to a source over at Page Six, the Kardashian family is confused and concerned over Kanye West's sudden marriage to Bianca Censori. Apparently, one of the issues they're concerned about is how the alleged new bride would figure into their children's lives.
And when you start messing with the kids or their inheritance, like if he marries her in a legal ceremony without a prenup, which is would be very meta and ironic, since he has a song that mentions a prenup in it. We want prenup. Gold digger, you know?
Yeah.
Then it's their concern for sure. So I get it.
Well, and also it just gives an opportunity for them to look like Kanye.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, they look like the better person.
Yeah, exactly. And also that they're concerned about the kids. And what do we know about the Kardashians? Generally speaking, they are very protective of those children.
Which is really, really good.
Yeah.
That's where it's like, you are a good mother. We can say that about you, Kim.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, and all of the Kardashians are great.
Oh, their parents. Sense of family. I mean, almost to a fault, right?
Yeah.
Like, they are protective of their family at all costs, which
yes.
most people would.
It's like the Chrisleys. We'll get
to that. And I don't know if that's the same thing.
Well, you can get
that's a different kettle of fish.
You need
honey.
To hear the clips.
That's
I had.
A different kettle of southern fried fish.
Yeah, we don't know what that's about.
But we're gonna.
That's right.
Okay, so anyway, back to, I just wanted to say again, the Kardashians are very concerned, just so you know, over Kanye's marriage. We still have no proof that he's actually married. I don't think he is. It's fine.
I think that there might have been like a fun little ceremony and he's wearing a ring and she's wearing one.
If she thought that was real, honey.
No. I want to mention, to go back to Shakira, during the commercial break, I read a thing.
Oh, yeah.
That
her hips
like,
don't lie, but her man did.
Her man cheated on her. And
in the marital
bed. The first
bed,
time
and
she found
stole
out.
Her jam.
She definitely ended the relationship after she knew her strawberry jam had been
swiped.
Yeah. Like there wasn't hardly anything left in the jar. And she's like, a woman has been in here because he doesn't want that jam. But in 2021, apparently there was a Zoom interview he was doing. And this same woman was in the background. She walked by and fans were like, that wasn't Shakira. So Shakira was like, wait a minute, it wasn't, because I wasn't there. I was on tour or something.
Oh,
so
God.
She was like, who's that woman? And then their marriage.
And that's when ended. She came home and got the jam.
And then she planted the jam.
So all the people concerned out there about their
preserves,
their significant others. Find something that you know they hate,
yeah.
that other people might love.
That's true.
And put it in the fridge.
Yeah.
And then draw a line.
Yeah.
And see if it, you know. At the point that you do that, though, like, don't you know something's already up?
Yeah, because there's a lot of signs. Like when someone starts working out a lot.
Oh.
Suddenly.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a cheating sign?
Yes.
What if it's just like new me, new you, new year?
Yeah. If they're not sleeping with you and they start working out a lot, that's a sign.
We should do a segment where Dawn gives advice like your man's cheating on you.
Yeah. I've had it happen to me a couple of times.
Oh.
It's okay. Fine. Whatever. You know, that's on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's not, like, you know, you talked about revenge earlier. I'm the kind of person that, like you'll hear the door slam before you hear it, like, you know.
Yeah.
Because I'll be, bye. I ain't going anywhere near that.
Yeah. Sometimes you just don't know what's happening, you know?
What do you mean?
Like, you don't know that the person is cheating on you. They're breaking up with you and they're making an excuse why. Like, they take something that you've done and been like,
it's not
you
me.
Are, yeah,
like, I don't
like,
you?
I can't, yeah, you know, like, I just don't want to be in this relationship anymore because you have these, you know, you get too upset about things and it makes me uncomfortable or whatever. Like, when you're just venting and then they're like, you have an anger problem and I don't want to be with you anymore.
Oh my God.
And, yeah. And then you're like, you find out that that person is actually cheating on you with another girl. And that's why they wanted to get out of it. But at the time, I was clawing back and going, please don't. I'll be better.
This was an experience you had?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'll be better, please. Just like, I'll go to counseling.
Can I ask, were you in your 20s?
No, I was 37.
Okay. But it was the first, like, how did you deal with that?
I was very upset. It wasn't a good time for me.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't just wipe my hands of it. I didn't know. And I just thought the love of my life, who
well,
said
yeah,
they would never leave me, is leaving.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not fun.
But how did you find out?
I found out because...
Was it after the fact
the persons that he cheated with, her boyfriend told me, like, a year later...
He oh my goes, God, so oh, you had no idea until a year later.
And then I had to hear his story.
But did you feel like somehow gratified?
Yes.
That it wasn't you
yes.
and that he was gaslighting you?
Yeah, I did.
Oh
and also,
God.
It's like, because the guy, like, I was friends with that guy and he visited for Christmas. I saw him and he just was like, you know, they're together, right? Because... He knew the whole time that my boyfriend was coming up to Chicago to visit his, and he heard her in the elevator say, I love you on the phone. And he goes, he was standing outside the elevator and he goes, who do you love? And then she was like, and confessed everything. But no one told me.
Oh my God, that's horrible.
It's just, you know, it's okay. A lot of people have this kind of a history.
No, that's terrible.
But it makes me paranoid about people cheating on me.
Oh, my God, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's kind of like when I get in a relationship, I'm super, super careful.
Yeah, well, that's probably a good thing.
And I don't get close to people right away.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Wow, this got deep.
Oh, God, well, we had some time, so.
Well, when we come back, we need to visit something that we're talking about, or actually we're listening to, not talking about. We are going to talk about something we're listening to. It's called Spare. It's our Not a Book Club when we return right here on My Talk 107.1.
The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Oh, my gosh. We're still doing our book club that isn't a book club, and that is Spare by Prince Harry. That came out in this month. And it's a listen for us. And there's always something to talk about, for sure.
Yes, queen. Now, I know all three of us are reading our Not a Book Club, listening to it. We're reading it with our ears, because Lori and Julie, they're actually probably reading the book. And we're all in different places. But you had read a piece about someone who thought this book was... as good as any, like, fictional tale.
Yes. And so they divulged some of the information about the ghostwriter, which I found I found really interesting.
Because
so,
he's written both fiction and nonfiction.
That's right. So this guy actually did an autobiography of his own, which turned into a movie. It's called The Tender Bar.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck was in it. George Clooney directed it. Didn't get great reviews, honestly. And people kind of blame George Clooney for not being a great director.
Wow, way to throw him
Yikes.
Under the bus.
Anyway, this guy is, his name is J.R. Moringer, and he is one of the most sought-after ghostwriters in the business. He is a Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter and the author of The Tender Bar. Also, he did ghostwriting for Andre Agassi's memoir, Open. And when he did that, he moved to Las Vegas, where Andre Agassi lives, for 2 years to get the story right. So that's how committed he was to telling. And it's known as one of the greatest, like, sports autobiographies.
Yeah.
So this guy is a big deal. And this journalist who was talking about it, the title is Prince Harry's book is just good literature. Okay, so he says, I don't care about the royals. I don't care about bridesmaids' dresses and all the tabloid stuff that people are talking about with this book. I care about this fascinating literary venture and how beautifully it's written, mm-hmm. and all the history that you get within it, and how this writer has taken this story and really romanticized it and made it magical for the listener. So he just thinks it's a great book to read just for what you get out of it and the way that it's written, which I'm like, good. I'm glad this isn't some article that we keep seeing about how you should hate Prince Harry because he's divulging too much in Spare.
Yeah, there's a lot. And I'll at some point tell you about a poll that came out that like furthers this notion that like we all don't like them. And that's fine because obviously there are people who don't want you to like them. And I kind of... There's that, which I just write off all of that criticism because I'm like, I see where that's coming from. That's totally intentional. And frankly, it's coming from his family. Let's just be honest. It's coming from his family because they're upset.
Yeah.
They need to protect themselves. They have, you know, they work hand in glove with the British tabloids who are connected over here. And you'll see why in mere moments. But then there's this whole piece of like what we've done with this book, Spare, which is the thing that American media does so wonderfully. And by that, I mean, actually really short shrift the book. And it pulls out all these juicy bits, right? Yeah. Out of context. For example, the frozen wiener. For example, the text messages from Kate. For example, I'm trying to think of some other ones.
The very first time that the family used press against him and used him, you know, like they basically let the tabloids run with the story that Harry went to rehab when he didn't.
Yeah.
And that was Prince Charles and Camilla who said, please print this so I look like a sympathetic dad who has to now deal with this.
Yeah, well, that to me is nuance. What I'm saying is that the American media has taken all these like juicy bits of gossip out and said, here are the things that, you know, like, which make then us, the average person, not us specifically because we're reading the book, but make the average person who's not reading the book think like, oh, here's this spoiled, you know, royal who is like crying about all of the bad things that have happened and listen to these dumb, he's talking about his wiener and he's talking about all these, you know, silly things. And then people kind of just write it off. I think they're missing. And it sounds like this author in this Slate article is sort of saying the same thing. If you actually just sit down and enjoy the book for what it is, it's not like this is, I wouldn't say this is like the most well-written book ever, but right. It's written well enough that I'm understanding, empathizing, and feeling like I'm a part of the journey for Prince Harry in a way that I didn't before. So, right, I'm learning something. And that's what I feel like our media gets wrong a lot of times because they just want a headline. They just want the five things you missed for Prince Harry's thing. Yeah. And then they look for five dumb, you know, little snippets. And every time I read, I get to the point in the book where he's actually talking about the thing that they run as a headline. I'm like, oh, it's not, I mean, yes, bad. Although the wiener thing is a little weird.
Okay, right.
Can we just talk about, do you want to, oh, you can't because you haven't gotten there yet.
I haven't gotten there yet, but please.
Mike, can you just tell us why he brings up his wiener?
Well, he went on a...
Don, I'm sorry. It's a spoiler.
Slight spoiler, but little trip up a very cold mountain. I'll just leave it as obscure as I can. But apparently he didn't have the necessary protection, and he got what was essentially like frostbite down there. Yeah. And
wiener frostbite.
Exactly.
But yeah. It wasn't like... Because I was like, is it like... crusty or like did
it's
he get a
fall off?
Yeah, and it sounded like it wasn't even visible, that it was internal, like mm-hmm. lots of sensitivity.
Ooh.
And pain.
He basically made it sound like the feeling that you get when you're going to use said item, it was like constant. Like it almost felt like it, even though it wasn't having the effects. It just felt like
he was gonna
yeah
yeah
exactly
not pee.
That correct. Or the other thing the other you do thing. With it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, oh, so, but he brings it up. And also, there is this weird thing, and I understand why people have pulled this out.
Yes, go on.
Or poked at this story.
Yeah.
Because he does connect his mother in a weird way that I will just let you read about.
I know.
So that's a fascination.
Because I saw the hot item.
You saw the what?
No. I saw the headline. About what
it was about his like his mom's like face cream.
Yeah,
or something,
her
right?
Elizabeth Arden face cream. He
and
used
he's like
to...
I spelled my mother, and then I rubbed this on my thing, and you're like, I don't think I want to think about your mom and your
you
wiener.
Probably shouldn't.
Right. So that was a little odd.
Yeah,
I'll give them that one. But I feel like they just I feel like that's why it behooves us to like actually read the book and have an opinion about it. How have you changed your thoughts or feelings since you've started reading the book at all about Prince Harry?
Well, I will admit that whenever they left, I didn't know all the details.
Yeah.
And I was sort of like I love the monarchy and I thought it was disrespectful.
Yeah.
And so I went into that down that road, and then I quickly was like snapped out of it and started. But there was so many things that weren't the truth, as we saw like in the interviews that we've seen with them, you know, that they didn't have a choice in that and they didn't want to leave forever. It wasn't their plan to do that. They just needed to get away at the moment because her life was in danger. Right. And they took away their security.
Yeah.
So I think that reading it, the author, the ghostwriter does a great job. And they say it in this Slate article that, he makes him the protagonist when normally, if you would think about a prince and all the privilege and like that he would beat up writers like this in school, he actually does a very good job in reminding you that he had no choice in any of this in his life.
Yeah.
And he was just thrown to the fire.
Yeah.
Thrown into the fire.
I do feel like I too learned and felt like I have changed the view that I have. It's not that I think he's righter than some people and some other people are wronger. I feel like I just have a greater understanding of what it must be like to be in that very unique and cloistered and singular unicorn position.
Right.
Which is all you can really ask for. There was a poll, we didn't get to it, but essentially this British media firm was trying to, you know, essentially,
do you hate Harry more now?
Yeah, exactly. And that's all that was. When we come back, hey, we're just going to talk TV. What are you watching? 651-641-1071. Give us a jingle and I'll tell you something about something I watched that these two kids watched already when we return right here on My Talk 107.1.